Blog Talk Radio. Football game, but standing on the wall for Jesus one more time. Welcome to Standing on the Wall. Watch and pray on a Friday night. It's so good to be here once again. We know tonight we don't have many calls in because this is a new segment that God has laid in our hearts to lay another wall for Jesus Christ. And he can intercede in our behalf to the Father, letting the spirits come together tonight to connect and plant a seed out there to move in a new direction, open up new doors. Before we go any further, we got to have a scripture. We got to have the word from God. And tonight, God laid on my heart to read the 23rd Psalm, letting him know that the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in the green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water, my Lord God. He restores my soul. I thank him for restoring my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Lord God, he prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Oh, he anointed my head with all my cups runneth over. But look at here, y'all. Surely, I say surely, sixth verse say, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Yes. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, not further ado, we're going to bring forth Pastor Shula. Pastor Shula, if you're out there, I need a prayer. I need a prayer from on high. Pastor Shula.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise.
Let's pray. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now for this hour, God, this opportunity just to come before you, God, just to have a tongue that is moving, say thank you, Lord. God, we thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, God, and all that you are going to do. God, if we said and we done, we thought anything that's not like you, God, we ask you to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, for you have declared in your word that if we confess our faults, God, that you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us. God, we pray right now, God, that, Father, we'll be the men and the women that you want us to be. We'll be the body of Christ, God, in these last and evil days, God, that you'll continue to put us on the potter's wheel, God, to shape and mold us and make us to be all that you will have us to be in this day, in this time, God, in this hour. Father, we pray and we thank you for Minister John Hill tonight, God. We pray, Father, that you'll continue to bless him and his family. And, God, we pray for Evangelist Hampton tonight, God, that you will continue to bless him and his family, God. Pray for myself. And Father, we pray, God, that you will just move in a way that you have never moved before, God, that you will confirm your word. And, God, that we, as the body of Christ, will pray and fast that your power will be seen in the earth, God, that men and women, boys and girls everywhere will know that indeed that there is a God who is still in control, God. You sit high and you look low. And, Father, we thank you for the sacrifice of your own. You so loved us that you gave Jesus as a sacrifice for our sins. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that all the way to Calvary, you went for us. You bled and you died. You was beaten. You was spit on. You suffered for us that we might have a right to the tree of life. And we thank you, Lord, that you didn't leave us comfortless, but Lord Jesus, you prayed to the Father to send back the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to comfort us in our troubled times, to comfort us through the things that we go through in life. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for doing what the Lord Jesus said that you would do, that you would comfort us, and you would bring back his words to our remembrance, whatsoever he had said unto us as the church, as the body of Jesus Christ. For your word has declared, yes, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to us as the church, God. Continue to rebuke and correct and instruct us in the way of God, Holy Spirit, even when it don't make our flesh feel good. But you chastise us. For Lord, your word has declared that if you don't chastise us, then we are bastards and not sons. So, God, because you chastise us, it shows us that we belong to you and that you care about the things concerning us, God. And, God, you said to cast all of our cares upon you because you careth for us. So, God, we thank you for your love.
Yes, Lord.
Even as the word says, what manner of love or what kind of love is this that the Father has bestowed or placed upon us that we should be called the sons of God? We thank you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray not only for all the names that have been called, God, but for the whole body of Jesus Christ, God, that we should show unity and love and strength in these last days, God. For the word has declared that if we love one another, then shall men know that we are Jesus' disciples. So, Father,
yeah,
we thank you right now. We pray for not only our own personal ministry, God, but we pray for every ministry, God, that's representing the true name and the true belief on Jesus Christ, God.
Yeah.
And we just want to bless your name, God. We want to tell you thank you in Jesus' name, God. We thank you right now. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. That's beautiful. Are we going to be doing the wall watch from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock tonight? So if you know anybody that want to come in and do a prayer, I'm going to play a song. Right after the song, and we got a listener out there that's hit one. And you can come on and do a poem, you can sing a song, you can do a prayer, or you can just talk to God. Not that me and Pastor Jules, yeah, just talk to God. This is opening up the airwaves to help somebody else, not us ourselves, but to help somebody else get through. And you can just come on in. I got some people say they're going to call in at 9:30. I got some people say they might call in at 10:30. But you can hang up and call back in, but the airway is going to be open. We're going to stand on the watch until 12 o'clock tonight. I'm going to be right here live in Orangeburg, South Carolina, bringing forth a new brick, setting it on the wall on a Friday night, not at the football game. But
amen.
Sending out a new passion to pray. We had a person on that said, we got to pray more. This is a time for you to pray more and express
amen
yourself to God. So we're going to stay here tonight, 12 o'clock tonight. After this song, if the caller that's on the line, if they want to say something, if RJ want to read a scripture, say a prayer, want to do one. I know the first lady, she ain't going to move too fast, but that I got my eye on her. Y'all can call back in. Right after this song, come on. Oh, we got one. What's she going to do? She says she coming on. Hey, sister. How you doing tonight? You hit one? 707? You live. She didn't say nothing. Well, she done did me like that before. You lie. Well, you want to do it after the song? Or you want me to talk to you first? Okay, I'll put you in the chat room. I'll play this song, Pastor, and then I'm going to see what she's going to do. Let me play this song and get her in the chat room and see what she wants to tell me. Okay.
All right.
Rap the song. If Rock want to say a scripture, DJ, let him do it. I'll be right back. We're going to do this for the next 2-3 minutes, and then we'll cut it off until a little later. Let me put her in the chat room and see what she's got to say.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm calling in tonight. I need to pray for my family, a young man that took his life on Wednesday.
Wow.
We don't know why. He was a senior in high school.
Wow.
And I don't know why. I've heard so many stories, but you don't know the truth. So I question it because he's the only one that knows. God's the only one that knows. But hallelujah, Jesus.
Denmark High School?
Yeah. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
He was at Denmark High School?
Bamberg.
Bamberg?
Yes, he's from Bamberg. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I come to you right now, Lord, with heartfelt, God. I just want to thank you for all that you've done for me, God. But right now I'm asking you to bless that family, Lord, who is 9 degrees, man, whose child has took his own life, oh, God, we don't know the reason why. But you know all about it, Lord. Just bless that family, keep that family, Lord. His sisters, his mother, his grandfather, Lord. I just keep that blood of Jesus around him, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, you know they have questions. Lord, you got all the answers. Oh,
amen.
God, I thank you, God. Lord, I just thank you, God, Jesus. Lord, I just thank you why the blood's still running warm in my veins. Oh, God, I thank you. Just reach out to that family right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I don't know what they're going through, but God, you know all about it.
Yes.
But, oh, Heavenly Father, you got all power in your hand, God. You got all medicine in him in your God. Oh, God, how if you can destroy, you can also defend. But, Lord, right now, I just touch each, every one up from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Oh, God, let them know the wages of sin and death and the gift of God is eternal life. And beside you, there is none other. But, God, I just ask you, Lord Jesus, right now. Just be with them right now, Lord, in their time of sorrow, God. But
yeah.
Lord, just hold them up. Hold them up in the palm of your hand, God. Hold up to your feet. Just let them know that everything will be all right after a while and by and by. But, oh, Heavenly Father, I just ask you, Lord Jesus, just see the blood of Jesus around him and keep him in your care. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I do pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Wow.
Thank you.
And the enemy ain't playing now. He out to take us out any way he can get us.
No, Jesus.
He ain't playing. He's serious. I got Brother brother, they told me today that brother Frazier, right around the corner from me, he passed this morning. So, Jenny's family, Frazier family, I think he was a Frazier, yeah, Artie Frazier, used to work at the DPU. He passed this morning. I visited him in the hospital about 3 weeks ago, and he was in intensive care, but I knew he had came out, but he finally, God came and got him this morning. So we need to keep that family in prayer.
Well, it's the Dowling family I'm praying for. My family, Edmund Bishop, Edmund Dowling.
Okay.
The grandson, and his family. The young man named was Jonathan. He wasn't a Dowling. I can't think his first name is off. His mother married name, but his first name was Jonathan. Last year in high school.
Last year in high school.
Last year in high school. And he was working Pizza Hut in Bamberg.
He was working too?
Yeah, he was working at Pizza Hut in Bamberg.
My God. Now, you know the enemy trying to out. We got to pray for our young children. We got to pray and watch. Because, you know, that, Lord God, we ain't doing our job, Lord God. Something wrong. Ain't no way we should let the enemy come in and snatch that young man out like that.
I don't know. I didn't know what kind of problems he had. Nobody knows that.
But if it was taking your own life, somebody had to tell him, ain't no problem in the world that you've got, that you got to take your own life. He just never heard the true word of God telling him.
Pastor, you got to do more besides that. You got to pray for him and you got to talk with him.
Yeah, you got to talk to him.
And you got to pray for him.
If you don't pray for him, but you got to go out. You have to go out in the byways and highways and prepare that people to come in. Now you got to go out there and tell them about God is good.
Yes, you do.
You got to go out there and tell them God is good. You got to tell them God is real. You got to tell them, don't care what you're going through, that's just part of your test. If he ain't never heard that before, when the enemy comes to get it, what are you going to do? The enemy got you. God. Jesus.
Hold on.
It also starts in the house of the Lord. We got to try to save our children. We got to pray more. You can pray more, but you got to put the action beneath your prayer. You got
to
do
that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. This side is the house. This side is your house.
Yeah, we got to get them involved in the house of the Lord. We got to get them busy. And out of mind is the devil's workshop. We need to get them back home of the Lord. And we need to get to the, in my church, that now in the house, I'm trying to get my sister to get a young deacon over the young people. So he'll be able to talk with the young men because he works with young men. And I feel in my heart that he could help these young men that need help and that will reach out.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't say anything, we don't never know. Sometimes we have to approach the situation before it approaches you. Find out what's wrong with these young people. Do you have any problem? Or you want to talk to me about something where you cannot talk to your parents? You can always talk to somebody else that you can trust, that you feel that you can trust.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree, because sometimes you have some people that, they bottle up their feelings. They keep a lot of feelings on the inside. I know when I was younger, I was that way myself, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
And my escape was writing and, different things. I had different avenues of how I got rid of the depression and stuff that I was going through. A relationship with God. So, yeah, so I think that would be a good proposal, like you say, in church for, a pastor, preacher, deacon, or whoever it is, that's good at that, that God has anointed for that to, say, if anybody, have any problem, young people or whatever, then, you could talk with me. And if God ordained that person for that, then, of course, then, that'll work.
But yeah, it always been on my mind about asking a respectable young man that these young men they look up to and admire, you know, that they can go and be able to talk. I got one young man in mind, and I believe Pastor Hill knows who I'm talking about. And it's a young lady that we can get properly to talk to the young ladies, you know, about different things, personal things, things that they need to talk about. But you can't just go half stepping with these young people. You got to be honest, true, and upfront. You can't do it tomorrow, and then they don't see you anymore. You got to have where they can put their trust in God and also put their trust in you, that they can count on you whenever they need you. And whatever they need to talk about, you have somebody that they can go to, that they can talk to. Because it's a serious time. You think about the 14-year-old guy that stabbed his teacher, boss, brother to death. Why?
I ain't heard about that one.
Yeah, I forgot where he was. Out in Washington or where it was. He, 24-year-old teacher, he cut her to death with a box cutter and dragged her in the woods behind the school.
What?
I heard about that.
Yeah. Yes, sir. And a child just killed her aunt, stabbed her aunt to death. I mean.
You say what?
That's right. The enemy is working. They're doing their job.
Yeah.
But we are not doing ours.
Wow, I
thank y'all for hearing my prayer, and I thank you for listening. I just keep the Dowling family in your prayers, and probably need help for the other children because she has more children. I think he was the oldest. I don't know what they're going through. I hadn't been to the house as of yet.
Wow.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not going to tie your line up. Maybe someone else want to come in.
Well, you better call them and tell them to come on in because I ain't seen them yet. You ain't we got we got 2 hours and 31 minutes left. So you ain't tying the line up. We can have 100 people on this line right now. So we ain't gonna tie no line up. Just the fact that, you know, God just laid it on my heart to do it. God told me to send it. You know, don't just do it for 9. Friday night, I done heard gunshots already tonight. 5 gunshots already.
I heard one also.
I heard 5 gunshots went off almost back to back less than an hour ago. And his were close in the neighborhood.
I heard. And it was no firecracker.
There ain't no firecracker. That's a big gun, too.
I heard that, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, the enemy ain't playing. We the one playing around, look like. The enemy ain't playing. They letting him know that he coming to get some people. And he ain't playing with. He coming to get
him. His time about to wind down, so he got to do what he can, what he can, when he can.
That's it. Mm-hmm. He got to do what he got to do. Right. He ain't playing either. He coming after you. I know he's coming after me. I know that. If he coming at this young man, he was coming after me. You got a fight on your hands.
Oh, whatever.
I'm telling you. He ain't playing when he come after me. He come at me with both barrels and the shotgun. So, hey, he came to kill me the other night. He was going to take. Yeah, he came to kill me. No doubt about it. His mission the other night was to kill me. Look here. Ooh, Lord Jesus. If you ain't pray and know who God is, let me tell you, when he come at you like that,
my Lord,
you better know somebody praying for you that doing tonight. I tell you.
Amen.
He came to make sure that I don't get a word out to nobody to tell them about the goodness of God and how God can save your life and your soul don't belong to you, belong to Lord Jesus. Belong to your Father. Your spirit belongs to your Father.
Lord have mercy.
He don't want us to tell people the truth.
Amen. I always try to put a stumbling block in your way when you do. It's time for you to go. That's the time they move.
That's it. He's going to come at you with everything he got, and you're going to tell people who Jesus Christ is. And God already told you, we're going to do the greater thing. But we don't want to speak up. We don't want to do it. We'll stay silent. Say it'll be all right. He ain't going to be all right. You can't sugarcoat the word. You can't wait till the word go forth tomorrow, the next day. You ain't promised tomorrow and the next day. You got to tell it like it is right now.
You ain't promised a minute, let alone the next day.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
And you got to sugarcoat. You're not supposed to sugarcoat nothing. That's why a lot of people don't want ministers now that will tell the truth. They'd rather have somebody that lollygag around and joke around and holler and shout and kick legs up and do flips.
That's it.
They're
going to listen
at the true word.
And God about to move them people out the way.
They call them boring when they teach the real truth.
That's it.
But
because
you're stepping on
their toe. You stopping them from going out doing what they want to do on Friday night and Saturday night. You stopping them and they don't want to hear. They want to make sure that whatever they're doing, stay where they're at, they can still do it.
Well, one thing about the word, it got to go forth whether they want it to.
Got to go forth. If nobody's telling the truth, how can they go forth if you keeping your mouth shut? You can't go forth if you keeping your mouth shut.
I'm talking about someone that's preaching the true living word. Whether they want to hear it or whether they don't want to hear it.
That comes from everybody. That ain't just the pastor. That ain't just the pastor now. God called all of us to go out there and tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus Christ.
You got to first read yourself. If you can't go, if you don't know it.
Yeah.
Who don't know that Jesus Christ died on the cross? And died and came back to the Father. Who don't know that by now?
Well, you'd be surprised.
Everybody know it. They just don't want to say it. Everybody know Jesus died on the cross.
All they got to do is open their mouth, God, and speak for you. Open your mouth and tell them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pastor, I've heard so many older people, some in my class, some of my classmates, but they're dead and gone, and they say these words, why should I go to worship in your church when the people in there are doing the same thing I'm doing out here in the world?
Mm-hmm.
And I told one, I said, well, one thing about it, you're going for you.
Those people,
and they're playing with God, and that's between them and their God, but you're not going to worry about the other people. Do you worry about your soul salvation?
Mm-hmm.
And worry about if I was shot in the church and you in the club and you see me shot and got the Holy Ghost or pretend to get it and I'm out there doing the same thing you do, drinking a brewski and living it up. That's on me. It's not on you.
That's it.
But people get turned away just because of that. They figure, well, but it's not, the pastor's not doing it. The Holy Spirit is doing it. And then they got to explain to them that situation because they do not understand. And a lot of people did not. They died. They did not come back into the house of the Lord because of the situation. Why should I go in there with everybody in the church doing what I'm doing?
Where is the church? That's the problem. Nobody don't know where the church at.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what they say.
You got to understand, if people don't know that they are the church, you got a problem.
Before you explain it to me, hey, that's what we all knew. We were going to church. And then
so you're going to the house of God. You're going to the house of God. That's where you're going.
Yes, because we are the church.
Yeah, you're the church.
I know, we are the church. But we're going to the house. That's maybe, that's a building where we worship in.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Amen.
And see, that's a trick of the enemy to tell people. And you know, a lot of pastors didn't know that they were church now. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
A lot of pastors didn't know. Huh?
They're still saying the church, too.
I know.
The pastor said, "We don't come to church. Why you don't come to church?" They're still saying it.
I'll be in the church all the time.
Yeah, but we always. Every time you're looking at me, you're looking at the church.
I carry the church with me everywhere I go.
That's why I'm saying.
Really? Really?
Every time you look in the mirror, you're looking at the church.
You're looking at the church.
Yes,
amen.
I go to the hospital and I say, "When you go to worship house?" And you know one thing? They can't tell you. They can't tell you. I said, "Will you go to worship house?" If I say, "Will you go at the church?" The first, I go to Jerusalem Baptist Church. You know,
That's right. That's right, because they don't know.
They right there, somebody ain't teaching them the right thing.
We have Bishop talked about that the other day, that you got to be trained right. You got to be taught right. If you haven't been taught, you don't know. And then you all, yes.
Bishop Hesitai. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But then you got to also read for yourself to understand, too.
That is exactly right. Don't take my word for it.
You can't take, because my mother, when I was growing up, we were going to church today. Because that's all they know. That's all they knew.
Yeah.
That's why we grew up in us saying that we are going to church.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all.
Well, I think it's the way how you use the words that's making the difference. As a matter of fact, I got my Bible open right now, and if you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 1, we know that Paul wrote most of the letters to the churches. And, you know, like John is saying, that the church is really our body. You know, some scriptures.
Yeah, he was talking to the body. Yeah, he wasn't talking to the building.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, right here in Corinthians chapter 1, it says, Paul called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and to Sothenes, our brother. And then he says, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that are in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, both theirs and ours. So, you know, right there, now Paul uses, you know, he says to the church at Corinth, you know. Now, like you said, we know that the church building, there's a difference between the church building and the spiritual body of Jesus Christ, because I think Ephesians chapter 2 makes a difference too. It tells us that our bodies, the body of Christ, is the church. Let's see, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 23. I'm going to start at verse 22. It says, and hath put all things under his feet. And gave him to be the head over all things to the church. And then verse 23 explains it, which is his body, talking about the body of people there, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Yeah. So, you know, there's a church. Some people, when they use the word church, they mean church building, the place where we go and fuel up. And then you have the spiritual church body, which is the body of Jesus Christ. And I also remember in John chapter 2, because sometimes the Bible used the word temple as in a building, but in Jesus, Corinthians chapter 6 and verse I think it's verse 19 lets us know that our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost too. Remember when Jesus in John chapter 2, as a matter of fact, I got it right here in verse 18, when Jesus told them to destroy the temple, and right here, I'm starting at verse 16, and said unto them, that soul does, take these things hence. Make not my Father's house, right here, use the word, my Father's house, the house of merchandise. And then verse 17 says, and his disciples remembered that it was written, the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. And verse 18, then answered the Jews and said unto him, what sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things? Verse 19, Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. And verse 20 said, then say the Jews, for in 6 years was this temple in building, and will thou rear it up in 3 days? Now, notice what verse 21 says, but he spake of the temple of his body. So there was a temple building, and then there's the temple of the body. You know, as a matter of fact, if you go back to 1 Corinthians, I think it's chapter 5, it, like you say that the church is also called the house. In Corinthians also lets us know that our bodies is called a house too. I think it's, well, it's 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
I'm asking you a question.
Uh-huh.
When Paul was saying that now, they didn't stop building that building yet. But Paul went down there to help them to start building the building, so people can come together. They wasn't talking about the house of God. They was talking about the people. The people was the church. Because they ain't stopped building the building for the people to come in and sit down yet now.
Yeah, well, because another word for people coming together was called assembly. Assembly. Actually, in all the letters that Paul wrote, people who, you know, you had, he wrote to the Corinthians, the church of the Ephesians, and, you know, different ones. And, you know, yeah, he never named denominations and all like that either, you know. And but right here in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 1, it says, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, notice, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And so, you know, here Paul uses the word tabernacle and house, but he was talking about the same thing. And then verse 2 says, for in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. See, so, you know, so there's the physical house, and then there's the spiritual house. And, you know, so it depends on how you're using the words that makes the difference. Now, I definitely agree that when it comes to us, yeah, we are the church. We are the body of Christ. And like you said, the church building or the house of God is just a place where we come and we meet, we assemble together. And it don't even have to be a building per se. But the point is, we come together to fuel up, to encourage one another, to hear the word of God so we can get built up spiritually, so, you know, we can go ahead on and do the works of God. That's what Ephesians chapter 4 says, that he gave the ministry gifts for the edifying or the building up of the body of Christ, and it says for the work of the ministry. So, you know, that's the purpose that we should be coming together, you know. But...
Now, that ain't what we're saying. What we're saying, people don't know that they are the church.
Yeah, a lot of people don't.
I'm running into people. They don't know. I ain't talking about, forget about the building, forget about the temple, forget about all that. People don't know that they are the church. Literally.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of people don't.
They don't know that.
A lot of people don't.
Well, it's mighty funny that we as a people don't know, but when a man is called by God and do the work of God and preach his word, to me seems like he should know better.
Why should he know better? Why should he know better?
because he's preaching the word of God, and it should that he
but
studied.
He might have was taught by a pastor that didn't know that he was in church. You see, that never said. A lot of this came back when people stopped saying things, didn't go read for themselves. He just took what the next person said.
Mm-hmm.
I got a friend. He don't read the Bible, but he know the Bible because he heard what somebody else said. And he take it literally that whatever they say, it's scripture. And I tell him, oh, no. He might have didn't caught the scripture right to you. You might have didn't get the full understanding of the scripture. You see what I'm saying? So that's how we got in. The situation where we don't know. You got to understand, a lot of pastors don't want to know the hidden word of the scriptures. And you ask God to take you and indwelling you to his statue, the hidden word of these scriptures. You know, the part that people ain't going to never get to. And he start revealing to your Holy Spirit, and you allow your Holy Spirit to let that come forth. These pastors, they're the same.
Amen.
You'll be saying, amen. Where you got that scripture from? How you know that? Then they kick you out. Because, see, now you're coming up with scripture that he can never see. And you got to go. So you know more than me. Oh, it happened. I know it happened. It happened to me. They don't want you wrong no more when you can come up with the hidden word of the scripture. And see, that's what God's doing now. God is revealing the hidden thing. They're finding cities that was buried for years. Now they're done digging them up. Guess what's happening? God letting you know, I already told you the city was there. Just because you don't see it, that don't mean that the city wasn't there.
Amen.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
See, right now, God is revealing to us right now, there's a hidden word in these. If you ask me, I'll give it to you.
Amen. That's true.
They don't want it.
I understand now.
The only way we're going to get out of this situation to get this land healed, we got to know the hidden word of the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
We got to know it. And see, people telling me we supposed to fast and pray. But God said, y'all got the wail. And I brought that scripture out, people said, what is wailing? God just said, y'all got the wail. They got to go past. Wailing is past praying and fasting. You got the wail. And people don't. The first time I did it was in Denmark. I didn't even know we can wail. And I mean, here just came. Was you there that night, Dean?
I was there.
And that thing just came out, and I'm hearing myself doing it, and I don't know how I'm doing it.
Yeah, I remember.
I ain't never seen nobody wail like we wail that, and God tell me, all I did was ask God to allow us to know how to wail. And more than one person wail in that situation.
You're
and people don't want to read. All you got to do is fast and pray. Oh, no.
That's all people talk about, but a long time you be governed by the Holy Spirit. Sometimes God, I tell you to fast and tell you what to do. Turn that plate down.
That's when you're supposed to fast and pray. But people want to just take it upon, let's fast and pray. But what are you fasting and praying about? Did God tell you to fast and pray?
Turn that plate down.
But that's the only reason the situation. Why God didn't tell you to wail then? Why God didn't tell you to wail? God already said in his word, if you go look up wailing, he said some of these things are going to change until you start wailing.
And some people don't know to be wailing.
I'm telling you right now. They don't even know
now,
what wail is.
I can go to, I'm going to say Bishop Church, and the stuff that I've seen and been in there, the presence of the Holy Spirit, not stuff, but the presence of the Holy Spirit. And if you go back to my offset area, they wouldn't know what to do. They'd think the people crazy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Because everything
anybody
that
came,
was,
anybody came
the word
to the rescue.
Heard.
Yeah.
It's in their word. It's nothing that they were doing that's not out of the options of God. It's in the word.
Yeah. But see, you got to understand, everybody can. See, like the ministry we got here in Orangeburg, John, and Willie, people can't understand that type of ministry. Just say it right now, how can all three of y'all be in it to be a man of God? You know, people say, you mean that all three of y'all are that? I was talking to a pastor today, and I told him, said, no, they got two own pastors out there. You can't do that. That's why you can't do that. Because the tradition saying it got to be one head pastor. Ain't not but one head pastor in any house. That's God. God gives the word to more than one people. God gives the word to more than one people every Sunday. But we don't bind people up. Well, tell John, when that lady got up and did that sermon Sunday, wasn't that power through that word?
Amen. Amen.
She brought power through that word.
Amen.
I'm going to get there one Sunday. Might get somebody to drive for me. If I can get somebody to drive for me, I'll be right there.
Yeah.
Let me know what Sunday. What Sunday you doing before I head for Charlotte?
You be there every Sunday. Me ain't going nowhere right now. We got to stay right in there.
Y'all do it every Sunday.
We be there every Sunday at 11 o'clock. Be there. John thought
he said,
in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We don't know. That was a God-sent thing there. He had to bring some people in to start the ball rolling, not the ball rolling on fire. So we're going to have a nun.
You got to wait on God. So you got to wait on instruction.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, I just want to say, John, that, you know, sometimes, you know, some things that you can even hear a preacher, it don't have to necessarily be a preacher. It can just be somebody off the street. I've heard many people who don't go to church, and I heard many people, you know, they don't, I've never seen them even read the Bible. They'll say, hey, well I got to go to church for I am the church, you know. Some people use it in a wrong way. And, you know, and to me, number one, your body was made to be the temple of the Lord, but you can't be God's temple until you accept Christ, too. So that's another view that people have to look at. Even though your body was made for the Lord, but the point is, the Bible says in Romans 8:9 that if any man don't have the Spirit of Christ, they are none of his. They are his as far as creation, but in relationship, they're not his. So, you know, you hear people say that, and sometimes I think that it can help us get a better view for the ones who are in Christ to realize that we are the church, you know. If we keep that in our focus, you know, and you know, allow the Holy Spirit to quicken it in us and bring it back to our remembrance.
Man, I had a drunk man to tell the just because I'm drinking, you think I'm know the Bible, but I know the Bible. But them done beat him up so bad in the house and kill his spirit so much, had him mess up.
That's right.
See, God ain't gonna hold him accountable for that. God hold him accountable the ones that did it to him. This man know the Bible good. This man a drunk. He's a man of faith for giving me a ride. You know, he said, I know you're a man of God. He said, I don't know the Bible. I'm going to take care of my mama right now. And just because I'm drinking, don't think I don't know the word. And that man started quoting scripture to me and telling me all this. And I said, man, he's a man, I know it. He said, I know the Bible. But this thing I got over me now just won't let me go.
That's right.
Don't let these people fool you.
And the world fool you. Those people know the word. You start talking the word, they'll make you shame.
That's it.
But, like you say, they've been bullied in the church, looking down, down, and all that, and talked about that discouraged. That is discouragement. Right. This is why a lot of people do not come in the house of the Lord because of what they're wearing, people looking at them. People don't want to be by them because of what they have, all they have. If you see somebody that may not have something, go and get them some clothes. That's all you need to do.
You got to understand, when you see that, you might be seeing Jesus. You might be, Jesus came to that lady three times. I'm waiting on Jesus. You got to be careful when you say you're waiting on Jesus.
You're right. It's already in front of you, and you don't know.
Ready in the front of you. Waiting on Jesus.
You just don't know. You don't know who you're entertaining these days.
You don't know who you could be entertaining.
No, you don't. That's why you can't look down and go, I don't.
That's why you got to ask God for that discernment. You got to ask God for the discernment. Because he ain't going to never send who you think it is. He's going to always be, I don't believe in you. That's the man one Jesus. That's Jesus right there.
Mm-hmm.
He got the image of Jesus walking in him right to you, and you're going to reject him because you feel that's that mentality that I just can't get over.
We have people that come in our sanctuary some years ago smelling like a liquor still. But if he come as you are, and he felt like he needed to come to church that Sunday, even though he had that on his breath from that weekend.
And they will reject him. I see him walk in. Cause we had the guy that walked in down there to when we was at the church that you invited me the other week. The white lady came and prophesied. That guy came and sat right in front of me. I didn't know who he was. And then he got out and walked for the service a little bit too.
No, he did.
He's out. But she never went near that man. Mm. Oh yeah.
Well, I didn't see him.
Oh yeah, I saw him. She said there were three people in red, and he had on red.
The ladies out.
She called the ladies out.
Well, she said just red, you know, whoever red, but and they came out. I knew the white girl. I knew her, but I didn't know the other lady.
I'm gonna tell you who had on red. That fella that came off the street about halfway through that and sat down in front of me. That fella was just in red.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's what the church door is for anybody who walked in.
Yeah, but she's more for women. She's not just business for women because of the hurt she done went through. But Jesus can't allow the hurt to stop you from bringing a person into him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, what's killing her ministry is that she got something against men.
Who that?
That lady.
That white lady talking about mother.
But she said she really wasn't going to lay down and take that spirit out of that young man. And that's a young man. She's 77 years old. That's a young man.
She said, I don't normally do that, but I've never laid across anybody before.
No, she said a man. She specified. I normally don't do this for on a man. Or back off of it. You know, where she right?
She laid on him,
but she wouldn't have did that to the guy that came in with the red on. I don't think she would have even called him up there.
Oh wow.
No.
But that was her husband sitting over there. He was watching everything. And
Yeah, but she was done hurt. She was done go through that before she met him. He covering her now, but he didn't cover her back then when she went through all that hurt. And she allowed the hurt to actually maybe not hold her on some of her miserable going forward because of the hurt that she got from men. You can't carry that hurt. You can't carry that kind of hurt with you. You were praying for somebody. Man or woman. You can't carry that hurt. You got to let that hurt go.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's four.
But she, look who she's claiming to be now. She's claiming to be a minister of God. It can't be hard when you done made that decision, I surrender. When you surrender, you got to surrender everything. You can't just surrender part. You got to surrender everything.
If she didn't let it go, she probably wouldn't have been where she had to be.
She ain't let it go. Because she said she's sad about men. She said, look at who she was talking to and ministering more to. The women. She said it herself.
Where
she got that hurt. She got that hurt.
Yeah. Well, we got to pray for her, because if that's where she at, you know, then, you know, that's
yeah,
what we got to do. Got to edify, build up, you know.
Yeah. Now, she's working in the prophetic ministry, but she can't carry that hurt that she got against men with her.
Mm-hmm.
She can't do that. She got to let all that. She got to let all that go.
Yeah.
She can't be, you can't pick and choose whose soul to save. You got to save all the souls.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, she sure prophesied the three men in there. Four men, matter of fact. He wasn't there that Thursday night. The little guy.
See, you got to understand one thing. Those men were willing vessels. When it comes to the unwilling vessel, what are you going to do? Your brother-in-law is a willing vessel. He already done say, I'm surrendering everything to God. When he sees something come forth, he tells me, I never spoke in tongues. I don't even know what this is. What's she bringing out in me? He was a willing vessel. Suppose you against a soul to be saved, he was ready to be saved. How about the soul that's not ready to be saved, yet they're looking to be saved? That's what I'm talking about. You still got to go to them too. You don't ignore them and walk away from them. That's the opportunity to bring in that lost. That's a lost sheep you got to bring in.
That's right.
The other men, your other cousin, they ain't no lost sheep. He already into the ministry. He just ain't developed all the way into the ministry. Your brother-in-law, he already in the ministry. He preaching the word. He living the word. He just ain't went past that point yet. And she was trying to get him to come back. And she wanted me to come up there. And I can't go against what God told me. God told me, said no. Because he had me in the flesh. And if God put me in the flesh, you can't bring me out.
Mm.
You can't bring me out the flesh when God put me in the flesh. Nobody can bring me out the flesh but God. And that's where my deliverance service came from. But I had to stay in the flesh to get it.
Mm.
And she looked at me after saying, she said, you know I was talking to you. I said, yeah, I know you was talking to me, but I know a higher authority than you. And he told me no.
She didn't pick that up.
That's telling you right there. She certain things, don't care what we do, God ain't allow you to pick up everything you need. When he at work. See, I had to recognize that spirit. I had to recognize why God sent me that in the flesh. And she called me three times. Then she's talking about, well, your blood is not on my hand. I said, I agree, because my blood is in Jesus Christ's hand.
Oh, wow.
I
didn't hear all that.
Oh, yeah, she said. She walked right over to the corner and got, and she could make sure that I heard it. She said, I done called you three times. That means that your blood is not on my hand. And I said, I agree with that. I agree with that. I said, I realize that your blood, but I can't go against what God already told me. God told me that I'm in the flesh. I got to be operating in the flesh. Even though I want to come out and be in the spirit, he said, no, you're staying in the flesh. What we had for me, he couldn't give it to me being in the spirit. I had to be obedient to God, not the man or woman. And see, that's the problem I got now. I be obedient to God, not man and woman.
It's a lot we don't understand about the Holy Spirit. When it leads you and guides you, God needs to guide you the way he wants you to
be.
And when his own time, he would change things.
Mm-hmm.
It's a much learning experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes and then I realize later on in life it happened for a reason.
It happened for a reason.
I said it happened for a reason. If I want to go somewhere and something come up, couldn't go. And then I realized that it wasn't my time to go.
That's exactly right.
And that's for me to do. it took me a while to understand certain things. And now I'm understanding it better. So I don't prick against the break because I can't do certain things. Because I know it's not for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I had other things for me. And I'm learning better to be more obedient than I was before and just humble and still and listen.
That's it.
Because if I go against that, then whatever happened, that's on me.
That's on you.
So that safety net that God has put me on, and if I break it, then that's me. His hands is on me because I was disobedient.
Yep. And I tell you right now, I ain't gonna be disobedient to God. He done brought me out of too much. He done taught me too much of his statute. He done put too much scripture into me. He done put things in me that I say sometime and I don't know I'm saying it myself. And I got to wait till he tell me. Yeah. Just because you calling me and telling me, I'm sorry. She called me three times. I said, I'm sorry, woman. You got the wrong one tonight. You going to, there's somebody else in here you need to help.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't me. Because you trying to pull me out something that I can't come out right now.
Mm-hmm.
Certain things I can't do in the spirit, but I can do them in the flesh. Certain things I can't do in the flesh, I can do them in the spirit. And I got to be able to recognize this one God got me in this season. And I got to be obedient to him. When he get ready to pull me out, he'll pull me out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he will.
But I can't allow a man or woman to come to me and say, you need to come out right now. I said, oh, Lord. A red flag come up in me. Oh, who you is? If God didn't tell me, God should have told me I'm allowed. He told me, wait a minute, Pastor, if I'm wrong now, didn't he told Paul to go to Ananias, to Judas' house, and wait on Ananias?
Yeah.
He told that.
You know.
That's the only way you're going to get your sight back. That's the only way you're
going to get. Then I realized when you do become as one, you're supposed to be equally yoked once you marry. And if I get married again, it will be yoked. and everything else.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, sis.
Mm-mm.
That's a test. You know just what you just said? Are you going through a test on that one? Because you put that out there in the airwaves, you going through a test.
Be quiet. Oh, Lord.
Yes, sir. You were say both of y'all gonna be yoked the same way? Satan just said, wait a minute. I don't think she knows what she's talking about. I don't believe she really knows. Yeah. Because that's the one thing that is destroying the families right now, the marriage. The marriage don't want to line up. You got to compromise so much and come out the word of God because of feeling.
You got to sit down and talk to one another. And a lot of times marriages do split up because of lack of communication.
That's it.
Lack of communication and lack of money. Those are main two reasons.
No, the communication killing marriage right now. That's all doing it.
Yeah, that communication. You don't want to know.
Communication. See, you got to understand, in the next 5 years, there ain't going to be no money.
How can I understand you when you won't talk to me?
I don't
how
know.
Can I, what's worrying you when you won't talk to me? We talk, so we need to communicate so we can find out what the problem is that we can try to solve the problem. We can both get out on our knees and pray. And the other may say, you know, God in you, I'm used to that. You know? You don't know what's in me.
But see, you can pray all you want. If you can't communicate with me, how can you pray to God and get communication? If you can't communicate right there, and I'm sitting right there with you and you looking at me, and you can't communicate, how can you communicate? How can God answer your prayer if you can't talk to me? He can't do it. He already told you he can't do it. That's why he gave people to people. If you can't talk to your brother and sister, you can't talk to your wife and your children, how can you talk to God and say for God to do something for you?
I ain't got that aggravation. I talk to myself. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I talk to God. No.
He put us there together to do his work and his will. We keep going to God, telling God something that he already told us to go ahead and do. God can't do what he already told you to do. He already told you what to do. I commission you. Go tell thy people the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He then tells us what to do. If we don't go do it, we ain't communicating with each other. Mm-hmm. But how can God do anything? I mean, you can't even open the door that he already told you to open.
You know, and I've learned that sometimes you have friends, sometimes you have close friends, sometimes you have distant friends. And you can't be afraid to tell them what thus saith the Lord.
You can't.
If God lives in your heart, God live in your heart.
Because it'll hurt them. We don't tell it because it might hurt their feelings or they might not like you no more and won't talk to you no more. I'd rather for you to be mad with me and get into the gate and I'm sugarcoating you and don't tell you the truth and you miss the whole gate.
But if you be governed by the Holy Spirit, you won't have to worry about that. You just can't run up in nobody's face and tell them what does say the Lord now? Because everybody knows it's not going to accept that word.
God always put it in. Let me tell you something. If God tells me to tell you something, He's gonna put you in a place and position for me to tell you.
Right.
You might know I'll tell you, but He's
gonna
open up a door or a way for me to give it to you.
Right.
And you can receive it or reject it. I don't do what I got.
Yeah, because he can make it a way that you will receive it.
That's it.
You know?
He's going to make a way for you to hear. Now, you ain't got to receive it. He's going to make a way for you to hear it.
You might be a little angry, but then you still going to receive it. You receive it. You get over it. Because I feel can walk away with my chest up because I know I did what thus said the Lord. And see, that burden, that's off me. Now it's on you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get off the phone now if the phone is acting up.
Okay.
Hello?
Well, I'm going to be here until 12 o'clock. So I'm going to play a song. I'll come back. And I'm going to call some people back that want to come in and do a prayer.
Okay.
And I'm going to close out at 12. He told me to stay on here the full watch of the wall. So that's
awesome. Well, I'm going to call a couple of people and let them know and see what they like to call and talk.
And all they got to do is wait until the song finishes and they hit one and I bring them on and let them say the prayer or whatever they want to do. Okay?
All right then. All right. Okay.
Thank you so much. You did a good job to say you didn't want to do this.
Hello?
You did a good job.
Oh, you didn't know I was going to do it, did you? The Holy Spirit
said you were going to do it.
The Holy Spirit said you to do it.
The Holy Spirit got you fired up tonight because that young man, you don't know what you did when you said that prayer out in the airways. You done stopped some people from getting suicide.
I had to. It was the Holy Spirit. I was just laying up here. I was watching Shark Tank. And I look at the clock. It was a little after 9.
That TV.
I put the TV on mute. And that Holy Spirit came upon me, so I had to do what it required me to do.
That's it.
Had to be, because see, if I wasn't obedient, then I had to wrestle with that on my chest tonight.
Yeah.
Somebody
from committing suicide. You just saved somebody else from committing suicide.
Well, thanks be to God. God did it.
Yeah. But he had to use you. You had to open your mouth with that authority to send it out there through the airwaves. You had to do that.
Now, I had to do obedience to the Holy Spirit. I knew it.
Yeah.
Because I can't. I had to wrestle with it the rest of the night, see.
And tomorrow. All
and,
week.
And then, but nothing I could do. Burden me. I had to do it in the sanctuary in the morning. I had to do it some way because I had to get it off me.
You had to release it. You had to release it in the airways. Clear that spirit out of me.
It's just like a couple of weeks ago when I could smell evil on me. I could smell it. What it was, I just kept smelling something.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to do what I had to do.
Yeah,
and That's how come I had so much pain on me. And then I thought God had to direct me. I knew. I said, I got to get me a hyssop bath.
That's so.
And I did. I had to. I relief left. I rest better.
Yes, sir.
Which, when you can smell, I thank God for giving me that discernment, because I kept smelling. Everywhere I went, I said, we haven't smelled this before.
Try to get in you. Spirit come out to get in you.
And
they're going to stay there a long time, and they'll come back. If you ain't buying time shop, they'll come back and slip in there. You don't know they in there.
Mm-hmm.
See, you got that discernment now. You know that ain't your God.
Mm-hmm. I got to go ahead on it. So most stuff I got to do, just gonna. I got to go do it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy. Okay, it's easy in the world, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, that's all right.
We've seen the evidence of it all day long. The evidence of the evil things that's in the world. Those spirits ain't stopped. It's still raging. They're raging more now than they ever did.
Yeah. You have to pray. You have to pray. Pray over your children. Pray over it. You got to pray. I got to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have that night, and I'm going to call some people so they can. See if they want to come on the air and do a scripture prayer or testimony, whatever.
A poem or whatever God put on their heart.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right then.
All right.
Okay, bye.
about to die with the... Okay.
Hello, once again, I'm in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Guess who I put on the spot tonight?
You ready?
No, not yet, grandson. Wait a minute. Let me get you ready. Let me get you ready. Tonight I got my grandchildren and my son from Virginia. This I put them on the spot. I got them coming on live from Orangeburg. Long talk video. Listen on the spot. Hello. Who was out there on the line tonight?
You told me so quick.
Huh?
No. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. What you got, son? What you got for me? What you got for me? Give me a good word.
I cannot hear. Huh?
Give me a good word. What you got?
All right. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord is most high. He is a great king over all the earth.
Okay. I like that. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Psalms 47:48.
All right, good. Now, who going to do the prayer out in the family? Who the prayer warrior?
Our Father's prayer. Hold on. I'll say it in a second.
Where's my daughter-in-law? She ain't got nothing to say. She can talk. I know she can talk. She talks all the time.
I don't know.
Did you? Speak up. Speak up.
All right. I'm going to say it right now. All right, you ready?
I'm waiting on you. You lie.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
You did a wonderful job. I'm proud of you. You know that, right?
Yes. Is your
mama standing there listening at you and won't say nothing?
You said what?
Your mother standing there, she won't say nothing?
Hold on 1 second. I cannot hear you.
Is your mother standing there?
My mom said what?
Is she standing there with you?
Yes, sir.
Tell her I want her to say something. Ask her how she's doing.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, hello there. How you doing tonight?
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, just a minute. Hello?
What kind of word you got me for tonight? This is War Watch. War Watch. Pray, watch, and pray. Pray and watch.
Oh, okay. Duane, I need you to be quiet. I don't have a word. What kind of word do you want me to do?
I know how you can talk. Now, I can't believe I got you lost for words. Is it because you're going to be live on the internet?
Oh, yeah, I don't do that, man.
Well, God needs to spread this word all over the world. And tell me, right, if you had to save somebody's soul right now, what would you tell them?
If I had who on the phone?
No, if you had to save somebody's soul right now, what would you tell them?
If I had to save somebody's soul?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would say the most Jada, okay, just a second.
Princess can say something.
Yes, she says. She said she wants to say something.
What princess said
she had a prayer too.
Oh, come on, let it, princess. Come on, princess. You can say your prayer.
Jada, your granddad said you can say your prayer. Come on. Do you have a prayer, Jada? What's your prayer? That's a lunch prayer. Okay, well then go. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Are you? Go ahead.
Hold on. Hold on, she got the same one for you.
Go ahead. Talk louder than that. I know she, look here. And she was down here the other month. She been talking louder than that now. I know she can talk louder than that. Come on, princess.
Thank you, Father,
Go ahead, Jayla.
Hello? You gonna thank your prayer? Yeah. Okay, come on.
Father, Father, once again, we bow and say thank you. We bow and say love you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I'm so proud of you. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Where your sister? You're that teenager out tonight.
Taylor's not here.
I figure that.
She's not here.
your husband gonna say a prayer?
Dwanza, yeah, I'm about to give him a scripture for him to say. Hold on a second.
I got to hear this one.
I'm giving it to you. Hold on. You want to say it, Juwan? Okay, come on. Juwan said he would like to say a prayer. We got a prayer for him to say.
Okay.
Right, bye.
Okay, thank you so much for being obedient.
What kind of prayer do you want him to pray for the family?
Whatever your heart desires. Whatever.
The what now?
Whatever your heart desires, whatever.
Okay, give me 2 seconds. There you go. Hold on. That's a cabinet there. Hold on.
I know y'all made the show tonight. This is going to be good. Y'all can go in at 12:05 and you can hear yourself on the internet, Nathan on the spot, one more time, putting somebody on the spot out of Virginia, South Carolina. Out of Virginia. They're from South Carolina. They're living in Virginia now. Blog Talk Radio, Nathan on the spot, live. Virginia. On the wall, one more time. Putting a brick on the wall for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
All right, hey, Granddaddy. I'm ready for the prayer.
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, so it says, a loving God, bless our family with your love. Guard us from all danger and harm. Deliver us from anger and leads to division. Empower us to forgive as we have been forgiven. and sent us unto the world to witness to your love and grace. In this, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Okay. Hey, thank y'all. Is my son going to say something? He just going to...
Is
your father going to come on the air and say something? Or he's going to exempt himself?
He said what?
Is your father going to come on the air and say something? Or he done move away from the phone?
He might. Hold on one second.
Here you go. You good now?
Oh, yeah. I hear you. I can pick up. I hear everything y'all doing. This thing can pick up everything. You can't whisper. I hear everything. So he's going to be on the air, so y'all know. Go ahead. I'm listening. What you got? What kind of word you got for tonight for on the wall?
I don't have that yet, huh?
You got time. You got a whole hour to go. Y'all ain't got to rush. I don't care if leave my daughter-in-law got a lawful word. That's what I can't get.
I can't believe it either. She ain't never got a lawful word.
Ah, Claire, that's the first. I say that's the first then.
Okay, where the heart is. Home is where the heart is. Say that again. Hello?
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Where the heart is. Home is where the heart is. We often heard recited. So we come to this family altar to keep our hearts united. With thanks we come to worship. We offer our praise. We marvel. We marvel at your goodness as your mercy renews our days. We cast our cares upon you. We bid you take the lead as you fill us with your presence to more than meet our needs. Now we may serve each other as we love and obey you. Lord, help us grow in wisdom to hear and do your word. Let us live to please you, giving glory to your name, shining forth a witness of your unending fame. Lord, you where our heart is, our treasure beyond compare, holding this family together and answering our honest prayer. That's all I have.
Thank you. Hey, y'all did a good job. I got to give it to you. You'd be surprised. People come on the line sometimes, they freeze up. Y'all did excellent. So proud of you. I'm going to be here until 12 o'clock. End of the Wall Watch will be at 12 tonight. Thank God for y'all. You can go and listen at you. A little after 12, it's going to be on the air all night long.
Okay.
Thank y'all so much.
All right. Have a good one now.
You have a good one too.
Who was the one when I didn't before I was born. He loved me just the same. Who was the one who took me by my hand and kept me from all danger? Listen,
Yeah, what are you doing? You doing fun in the game?
Oh, sweet spirit, fall on me. If you let the anointing saturate you tonight from your head down to your feet, to the point that the devil can't touch. Oh, bless you, Jesus. I'm going to sing this song first, and I want you to join in with me tonight. And let this be your prayer. Oh, let your anointing, you that are home, let your anointing saturate you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody say, oh!
know you understand. I've done everything I know how to do, and as usual I end up crying out to you. I tried so hard to do my best, but I don't feel like I'll make it through the test. I can't remember feeling so much pain, and my tears keep falling like the pouring rain. I try to force myself to wear a smile, but it's just not there. This pain I'm feeling deep inside my heart seems so unfair. It really feels like I won't make it through another day. So I stand before you with a broken heart, and all I can say is, precious Lord, please. Do you know what I'm talking about, I bet? See, I came front, Lord, standing here today, 'cause I stumbled here and there along the way. I'm praying, leaving there, I sing this song, Lord, for my breakthrough, I hope it won't be too long. I try to force myself to wear a smile, but it's just not there. This pain I feel deep down inside my heart seems so unfair. This time I feel like I will make it through another day. So I come before you with a broken heart, and all I can say, precious love,
hey.
Would you do that? Would you please do that for me? Help me to stand, help me to stand, yeah. Deep down I know you will come through. That's why I'm reaching, reaching out to you. 'Cause I need to feel your loving arms again. And when I feel your loving, yes, that's when I'll be okay, I will be okay. I will make it if you take
sure by 12 o'clock I'm on the wall. I'll call me on the show and say a prayer at 12. Call me on the show and say a prayer at 12. I do it on the wall from 9 to 12. Yeah, right now. Thank you on the air now, talking to me. Oh, I got somebody on the air right now, so let me get them, and then you can call me. Okay? All right. Okay, once again, Nathan, let's put somebody on the spot. I got a question for them. I don't know if they're going to answer it or what they're going to do. I got a question. Since you're a young man, a young lady, you had an incident in Bamberg. You're a teenager. Took his own life the other day. Working man. I think you work at Pizza Hut in Bamberg. Answer this question for them. What's going on with our teenagers now? Since y'all got teenagers in the house, that will cause them to even think about suicide. Hello, are you there? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
Hello? Could you repeat the question?
We had a young man in Bamberg, senior high school, working at Burger King. Decided that he wanted to take his life, and he succeeded. And I'm going to ask you a question. What is going on? What is going on in our teenager's head? I heard also that we have a teenager stabbed the teacher to death and dragged her behind the school in the woods in another state. And this young lady, or young man, stabbed her aunt to death. All this happened this month. What's going on with our teenagers?
Well, a lot of them, is killing themselves. Half of them have problems. Some of them could be good, like in school, doing sports, and they just good. But a lot of them, something in them is not being met. And like, the ones that's killing themselves, you know, some of them be on drugs. Some of them have problems at home with their parents because a lot of them is killing their parents also. Right, and a lot of them don't want to talk their problems out. They handle it how they want to handle things.
Oh.
And with,
you say that's a lack of communication between...
It's a lack of communication and also a lack of attention. Because a lot of kids like attention. And did you hear about the 8-year-old? The 8-year-old shot his grandmother in the head. This was yesterday. It was on the news.
Hey, what?
He was looking at it. Uh-huh.
I didn't hear about that one.
Yeah, we was looking at it on the internet today, and a little 8-year-old boy shot his grandmother in the head, and a cop was trying to say he did it on purpose, but everybody in the neighborhood say that, you know, him and his grandmother was real close. She was his caretaker, but she brought him a game. And a lot of kids is killing because of games now. I think the name of the game was Grand Theft Auto 5, one of those games, but she brought him that game and he killed her with her own gun. And a lot of them took that from the games that they play and what they see on television.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that TV's something like. So you say that a lot of things on TV now is influencing our children. Okay, I agree with that one, 100%. Yeah. Not only our children, but adults spending more time on TV than speaking the word and get a word out there to help people like we're doing tonight. Yeah. lost for words. 8-year-old kid with a grandma. I lost for words in a teenager. Last year in high school, got a job already, and he admit suicide. I mean, what's going on?
I don't know, but something was bothering him. Because a happy child just
what?
Not going to kill himself.
Oh, yeah. What can we do to change this? You saying more communication between... A lot of times, teenagers will talk to a stranger that they, you know, look up to than their own parents. You think that's the problem now? We don't have enough mentors out there to talk. The other mentors will mess
right.
them up.
Right.
What's the solution? What is the solution? What can we do now to put this back straight?
I mean, you know, like with some schools, they have like mentors in schools, but a lot of parents don't sign up for their kids to go there because, you know, a lot of them don't have a ride to get them back and forth there. But if they're good mentors, they'll bring them home and they'll come pick them up during the weekend and take them places and stuff. You do have some people like that. And also another thing, like, while a lot of kids act out in school and stuff, like with the Columbine killing and all that stuff, do you notice when they took prayer out of school, all those things started happening with the schools?
And they ain't getting training at home. I see a lot. Most of the children now could get proper training at home before they get to the schoolhouse. The teachers aren't supposed to train a child certain things when they get to the schoolhouse. See, they have to learn other things. They can't
right.
solve that home problem. The home problem don't mean they're messing up the learning problem. There's a lack of communication at home before they get to the school. Okay. I can agree with that one. We got a lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this spirit is going to stop right near that. He's going to continue to take them out. Because the adults make a move to find a way to solve this problem.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Communication is the key. How do we get back in that communication field?
It's going to take a lot.
So he can go ahead and talk because I hear him in the background. Hey, I hate to tell you, but you can't listen on my station because I pick up everything. I hear him in a dime drop. Drop a dime on the floor and I can tell you how many times it hit before it stopped. This station don't miss nothing. I can hear you. Tell him, go ahead and say what you got to say. He want to say something anyway. Oh, he don't want to be put on the spot.
Mom.
What else you have to say? Got another word for the people out there that can help them? This is what it's all about. Helping somebody else. Open a door to solve a problem. Are you still there on this call? Paula, are you still there?
Yeah.
You're helping somebody tonight come forward then. Somebody's going to hear this segment of this series, and they're going to solve this problem. They're going to call back and tell them, I heard from discussing this over the airwaves. I got a solution. It's going to be a child. He's going to be an adult. I think the solution for this problem is going to come from the out of the mouth of a baby. As adults, we don't got to the place in our lives now that we just can't get there. It's going to be out of the mouth of a baby to solve this problem. And I hope it comes soon before we all take their own life. There's too many of them. What's happening in our society now shouldn't be happening, especially in this generation. This supposed to be one of the most advanced generations there is. So why do we have so much trouble and problems? It's going to be. Okay, Cole, I'm going to take you off the spot. You don't have any more to say for this particular night. I'm going to go ahead and sing another song you don't have. You're almost there. I got an hour and 15, so we don't have nothing less than an hour to go. And the wall watch was in the Bible, and they've been on the wall while people were sleeping in the city, and they watch all these people. And it changed every 3 hours. So since we don't have 3 hours, we gotta go from 9 to 12. And I thank you so much. Y'all helped this show a lot. You don't believe me, but I'm telling you, you made this show. You made this show. And I thank and I appreciate y'all for taking out your precious time tonight and come on. And Nathan putting you on the spot one more time. So I'll say good night. If the man of the house ain't going to say nothing, I'll say good night. And we're going to sing this song. I tell him that's all right. I'll pick him up tomorrow. I got a word for
him. I'm here, sir.
Say that again now.
Yes, sir, I was kicking a little down.
Yeah, right.
I have a question. Can I ask a question?
What's your question?
Okay. I mean, you know, you always was taught, you know, the question that you asked earlier, you always was taught where I was, you know, everything is predestined, you know, for the foundation of the world and all this stuff here. So if these things are happening and these people are killing themselves, things are actually supposed to be happening or these things can be stopped.
If thy people humble themselves and pray, God said he will heal the land. The problem we have right now is everybody satisfying whatever they're doing. They don't want to come out of it. Comfortable? They don't got comfortable. Too many people don't got comfortable in their doing. They don't need God to give them nothing. The balance is the other way. So some of those people decide, hey, I still need God. They done made their house, their car, the dog. I mean, the dog getting better food than we getting these days. You know, you got to realize dogs getting steak for dinner, getting bacon, egg, and grits for breakfast. Come on. And you got people out there on the street, ain't got no light, ain't got no food, and the dog's eating better than something wrong. We supposed to go back when we get to a certain level, go back and pick the other people up. I want it all. I ain't giving nothing to nobody. And when we do these things, God doesn't tell us this is going to happen to us. And I can't understand if God doesn't tell us this is going to happen to us when we do it. Why can't we change? How many more people got to die? How many people got to starve to death? How many people's life got to be cut out? How many people got to lose their houses? And so we decided, hey, You're being disobedient to God. We are a disobedient world. Not just the United States. The whole world. England, France, Russia, China, Iraq. You being Jerusalem. Killing people over a piece of land. They can't kill the land with them. We being, you set God aside. You just took him and put him on the shelf. God is saying, you got to come back to me. Ain't no way out, none whatsoever, but through me. You got to go back to Jesus Christ. Got to go back. Predestined. What can be ordered if we do what thus says the law. Already
predestined. Okay.
But I can change it if we, if you go back to the beginning, this God back in the picture, then his son or somebody else will come along and take him way out of God and all kind of crazy stuff. All the way from the beginning of time, we allow ourselves a generation to come around and put us back in the body. From the beginning. That's what happened to this world. Not just the United States, but the problem is not just the United States, but the whole world. I think they almost closed out every church in England. They just now started opening some of the worship houses back up in England. People just, you know, they got tired.
Oh, sir.
Yeah, got tired. And after a lot of times that was, at one particular time that was happening in the United States. Now you got more worship houses than you can count. Because the ones that was here is messed up. They're kicking people out.
So what are they worshiping?
Huh?
I said, what are they worshiping? It's a worship house, but what are they worshiping?
Say that again?
I said, yeah, you're right. There are a lot of worshiping houses, but what are they worshiping?
And that's what I'm trying to say.
Man.
Who are they worshiping? Is they worshiping the living God? Man. I'm putting man and woman up there. You know? And then man and woman want to satisfy them when they can get what they want. And God ain't pleased with that. God pleased that you stand on the true word of God. Nobody want to stand on the true word of God no more. Don't want to do it. I'm going to do it my way. My way or the byway. Either way you want. That'll be my way.
Okay.
But guess who got the upper hand? God still got the upper hand. All he do is wait for us to change. He's waiting for us to change.
And I feel that that also question you asked in the beginning about the for us with the teenagers, and only the teenagers,
yeah.
The older folks also, because you can't go to church and get what you're supposed to get regardless. A lot of people don't go to church for that reason.
So
this is
the problem we got now, and I'm guilty of it too. I didn't fully teach my children scripture. I told them what they needed to do, but I didn't really. See, we should have did that at home. And I didn't sit down and really do it. And I'm guilty of it.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did was I went back and I prayed to God to implant in them the word of God in them. And see, you got to make that prayer to plant that seed in them to be a woman and a man of God, and for God to put in them that scripture that they need, the hidden scripture, to enlighten them and give them the, if he gave me that authority to do that, And I recognize that I didn't do what I'm supposed to do scripture-wise. I took them to the worship house. They heard the scripture. But the first place they're supposed to get was in my house. And I fell short of that. And I took a real ripping from God on that. Because that was part of my transgression. But I learned in the midst of that, I went back and took the authority back from the enemy. And I'm so glad because I'm seeing the evidence of it now. My older son, he came on early tonight. He said a prayer. Now that's something. That was almost a miracle, you know. So, and then I've seen the evidence in my other son. I've seen that he done turned back to God. And my daughter's got gifts that she don't even know she got yet. But you got to let them manifest itself because I gave them to God. So God got to manifest it. I can't force her gift out of her. She got to go through some things to get that gift. And I heard a thing the other day, and it's still ringing in my ears. He said, the young man came to the pastor and asked the pastor, he want more patience. And so when the pastor started praying, he told the prayer was to tell his wife to turn against him, tell the children to give him trouble. He said, wait a minute, pastor, I want patience. I didn't want them to go through trials and tribulations. He said, how do you think you get patient? You can't get patient unless you go through nothing. We as Christians don't want to go through nothing no more. You want the microwave fix. And I think that would cause a lot of the problems right now. You want that microwave fix. You don't want long suffering. You don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. When you know they're wrong, you just say, well, they'll change later on. No, they ain't going to change later on. You go ahead and nip that in the bud now, because that's what God said. Nip it in the bud right now. You can't sit there talking about all this change later on, I pray for them. That ain't what you say. That ain't what the word say. You tell them the truth right now. The lady at the well, he had to tell the lady at the well that she was has five wives, five husbands. He had to tell her that. Hurt her feelings. She got over it. No man should know how many men she done had slipping around with. Got over it. And she didn't get the healing until she been admit to it. And then she admit, yeah, I had her. That's when she got healed. That was when she became a mighty woman of God.
Yeah.
People don't want to admit their wrongdoings. Now they want to cover it up. They figure nobody don't know. And I'm looking at you and say, I know what you done did. I ain't waiting for you to change. I know what you done did. I can see. God show it to me. I was waiting to see how long you're going to do it before you change. People don't want that. They don't want the truth. They want the healing process is when you admit that you did wrong. Don't get me wrong, man. It took me a long time to get to that point, too. Admit, I'm a sinner.
Yeah.
I did wrong. Admit that I was obedient to God. God told me to tell that young man something. I didn't do it because I figured it might hurt his feelings, hurt his mom and daddy's feelings. It wasn't my place to do it. But God already said, I give you that authority. I'm sending you out to tell some part of something. We won't do it. We keep our mouth shut. Because society done put in us. We can't go to the government that I'm putting up. We should not verbally abuse the children. And they get them in jail and kill them, beat them up. They're doing worse than we're doing.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's sad. We have allowed our government to take away something that God told us that we're supposed to be doing, and that's that. And that's why our children are falling short. If you can say something to a child now, all of a sudden it's verbal abuse, and they want to lock you up. Something wrong. It's our fault because we sit down and allow that to happen. as a nation. Not just one individual, as a whole nation, as a county. You sat back and let people took over God's word and changed it to what they wanted to be. And God ain't pleased with that. What law are you going to live by? Man law, God's law. You see the evidence of it every day. You are seeing the evidence. Mother turned against mother. Child turned against making excuses. Some of the excuses out here like this. Yeah. They're saying the law they got now for the land ain't right. They admit it wrong. But then they turn right around and say, that's all they got. Oh, you go back and say it, make it right. You know it wrong, make it right. All you got to do? You follow God's law, you ain't got no problem. You don't want to follow God's law. You want to make a own law. But that's why Jews had to come the first time. A man been and stuck laws onto God. They could abide by God's law. How could they abide by what man said? That's it. You can't. That's the only truth. That's why we got issues with growing, don't. Growing up in a size that look the other way. And I was looking at it the other day. Man, even just in my family, look at the generations that I'm in 3 years. What's going to happen to those generations? We are losing people for lack of knowledge. God knowledge, not man knowledge. God knowledge. Losing. They don't want to go search the scriptures for themselves. They don't want to go to another book. Or they don't want to do it. TV. TV is teaching our children. TV is teaching adults. When you walk in the house now, the first thing you go on is the TV. I ain't not doing that. And they're going to look at the same thing over and over and over. What, at NCS? How long that thing got to run? I can almost hear the music come on and tell you what show this thing. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. And they play them over and over all the time, making money. Or something they're sitting down looking at.
You're right.
I just wonder how many kids, how many young people will lose their life for me to decide. We make our effort to change this, find a solution to this problem.
Can you repeat that again?
How many more teenagers gonna take their lives, and how many more people gonna be committing crimes on people? If we realize find a solution to solve this problem. How many more? See, one time it wasn't hitting home. It hitting home, not hitting close. It hitting close. It hitting home. These are the people we walking around and talking to. Here today and going tomorrow.
That question I can't answer.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
I can't answer that question, but I can tell you it will be more.
What?
I say it will be more. Until folks realize the power and authority that they have. Realize who they really are.
Yeah.
Until you realize you are capable of doing anything, you let the enemy come in and entice you to do anything until you know who you are. Not what you heard you are, but when you know that you know who you are, yeah, it ain't too much going to come bother you. It'll try, but you know it has no power.
Yeah, that's when the power's gonna release and everybody knows who they are. They are got the authority in it, what they speak. Even the mouth share. Look, everybody get together and speak against what's going on in our government, God's gonna move them people out the way. But we done got to the point where they done got to the power of saying, you can't do without us.
Uh-huh.
You need us. But you can't move a government when the God has full corrupt in the government. Yeah, ain't no power there no more. Ain't no power there no more. Worship house is just corrupted now. Government. What a society we live in now. What?
Say it again?
I said, but God still got a plan. He always have a way out for his people. He always have a plan. It's just a matter now when he's gonna, which way he's gonna move his hand. He got a plan. He always gonna send someone to correct this. Solve this problem if we listen to him. If we listen. We really ain't had a Martin Luther King yet. But I see what he speaks in this listen. We need another leader to come up. That man. Stand up for the righteous, fully righteous. Don't believe him. Don't believe others. God's in the circumstances. Don't believe him. He got to work it out. He got to do some work too.
Yep.
He can't work it out. He can't work it out if we do some work. He got to do some work. Okay, thank y'all so much for coming. We're going to get a couple more songs in. And we're going to close this segment out because I think when God wanted to go out tonight, y'all should have heard the testimony earlier from this young lady that I thought would never come on there. Been on the show from the beginning. She came on there tonight after the death of her cousin in Bamberg. She couldn't help it. She had to come on and let it go through the airwaves. Children, stop killing yourself. So, a lot of people not just killing themselves with a gun or like that. They're killing themselves spiritually. So, that's what God's looking at, too. Stop killing your spirit. Let your spirit come forth. And we are praying and asking for the authority that's within you. God already gave the authority to God's people, to the church. They just not using the authority, the body, the people. Not the worship house, the body, the people. Got the mouth shut. Don't want to say nothing. Okay, we're going to do a song, and then we're going to come back and close the wall out at 12 o'clock. Appreciate y'all a lot. You know I love y'all. I'll see you in a few minutes after this song. Let me see what we're going to play. I think we got the victory. That's a good one.
My name is...
again on the wall tonight. Well, I tell you, I can't believe this. Everybody calling in, want to say a prayer, talking about what happened. The young man took his life the other day, teenager, Bamberg High School. Wayne just went and took his life. I mean, it's just shocking. Is it lack of prayer? What is going on? Now that the other caller called in and said the young man, 8-year-old, shot his grandmama. Lord Jesus. Another situation, they took a box cutter, killed a 24-year-old teacher, a teenager. Woo! We had a night tonight.
My Lord.
Two dropping in the house. I don't know how he know it, but I guess God can, you know, God can put some things together. But we got Faith Walker, the man that can pray and close us out tonight in prayer. Faith Walker, what happened to you, man? Why you called me tonight at a time like this? Did you hear that? Did you hear that prayer going out? What's happening with our teenagers? Why are they killing themselves? Can you pray? Can you pray and put this thing back on?
Hallelujah. Amen. It's going to take a lot to put it back in order, but it's all accomplished through the word of God and prayer. And so we just thank God on tonight. Amen. We thank him for his mercy, and we're just going to go into the word of prayer. I'm just going to cleanse myself from any impurities, any wrongdoing, anything that may hinder the prayer from not going beyond the ceiling on tonight. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, I repent of anything that was said, Lord God. I just repent of anything that was done, Lord God. Anything of the flesh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. And I ask that you renew the right spirit in me, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. For I'm not above your correction, Lord God. For I humble myself in your presence, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. And hallelujah, Jesus, allow me to be led by your spirit and not of the flesh. Hallelujah, Jesus. So right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, we just shift the atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the lives of the young men and young women, Lord God, that are out and about, Lord God, that the spirit of wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Lord God, may come upon them, Lord God, that it would create such a atmosphere, Lord God, that it would cause them to align to their divine purpose and will, Lord God. Lord God, let you be glorified in the earth, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let you be glorified, Lord God, that men may see you, Lord God, and give you the praise and give you the honor. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. So I thank you, God, that it's not about us, Lord God, but it's about you, God, that you may be glorified in our lives, Lord God, because you are high and lifted up, Lord God. You sit in between the two cherubs, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. So we just give ourselves the way, Lord God, that you may use us, Lord God, to do our the sanctification, Lord God, that exclusively for your use, Lord God. So, Lord God, that we may keep ourselves as vessels of honor, Lord God. Hallelujah, perfecting ourselves in holiness in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, we just pray for the president, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that he will repent and turn to God, Lord God, that he will be led by the Holy Spirit, that he will receive the Holy Ghost on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, and Lord God, that he will have the wisdom of God to lead this nation, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ, Lord God. We pray for our principals, Lord God, that they may have the wisdom, Lord God, to lead the school system, Lord God, in the ways of God, Lord God, to put prayer back in school, Lord God. For the Bible says, is there anything too hard for God? There is nothing too hard for you, God. There is nothing like you and no one like you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. So we die to our flesh tonight, Lord God. We mortify the deeds of the flesh tonight, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord God. And we lift your name up on high, Lord God. And Lord God, we rebuke all the fouls of our finances, God. We rebuke the adversary, Lord God, off our lives, off our loved ones, Lord God, off our children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. And so, Lord God, help us disturb the gift, Lord God, that lies within us and the lives of others, Lord God, that your people may be edified, Lord God, and that the devil may be terrorized, Lord God. And so we plead the blood of Jesus off these lines, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus, Lord God, all across these airways, Lord God, all across the yards, Lord God, all across our doorposts and windows, Lord God. And, Lord God, the enemy has no access, Lord God, to our finances. He has no access, Lord God, to the lives of our loved ones, Lord God. He has no access, Lord God, to our church family, God. And we put a demand on heaven right here tonight, Lord God, that the blessings of God, Lord God, make us rich and add no sorrow to us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we thank you that we walk according to not the rudiments of this world, Lord God, but we walk according to your spirit, Lord God. And we are governed by the theocracy of Almighty Heaven, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come against the spirit of tradition.
oppression and religion, Lord God, that blinds many of the people in this hour, Lord God, and we loose the liberty of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, that will cause a shifting and a quaking, Lord God, that men may call upon you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. It's all about you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we give you praise and honor, divine majesty, dominion and power and glory, Lord God. Lord God, help us, Lord God, not to be too tossed and fro with every wind of doctrine, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you praise and honor, Lord God, on tonight, Lord God. Bless on the spot, Nathan, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus Christ. Give the man of God wisdom, knowledge, Lord God, that he may govern accordingly, Lord God, according to your will, according to your word, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, we break all word curses off of EMG, Lord God, tonight, Lord God, and bless us, Lord God. Bless all the members, Lord God. Help us to walk circumspectly, not as fool as wise, Lord God, but redeeming the time because the days are evil, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. So we walk in the spirit that we should not fulfill the lust of the flesh, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you that the body of sin has been casted off, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that it have to be spiritually minded as life and peace, God, because you said you will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, God. So we keep our mind of Christ, Lord God. We keep the mind of Christ on us tonight, Lord God. We, Lord God, we cast off all that old wine, Lord God, because we know old wine cannot abide in new wineskins, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we thank you that we are on the wall, Lord God, lifting up prayers that may be a fragrance into your nostrils, Lord God. Help us to examine ourselves whether we be in the faith, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We take authority over everything in the realm, Lord God, that when we rest tonight, Lord God, and lay our heads down, Lord God, that we may meditate upon your word, your laws, your precepts, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, as Joshua said, for as me and my house, we shall serve the Lord God. So we serve the Lord because we're leaders, Lord God, in this land, in this hour, Lord God. And did you need more service, Lord God, because the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few, God. So we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We give ourselves away, Lord God. We count it as dung, Lord God. And we count those things as a loss, God. And we reach forth, Lord God, that we may identify with the power of your resurrecting power, Lord God. The same power that got Christ about the grave, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Knowing that you're going to do it exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ever ask or hope for. Hallelujah. That you may be in us and we in you, Lord God. That you may be glorified. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. To the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation of the world, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you right now, God. We honor you, God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Makadesh, Jehovah Tiskanu, Lord God. We thank you for being our peace, our banner, our provider, Lord God, our counselor. Hallelujah, Jesus, to the royal line of Judah. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, the bread of heaven that was broken. Hallelujah, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Holy Ghost, Lord God, that comforts and teaches in all truth and righteousness, Lord God. We thank you for the righteousness of God, Lord God. We thank you that we're justified by faith, Lord God, for faith is the substance of things hoped for evidence of things not seen, God. We look to the hills from which cometh our help, and we see God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We see the Son of God on the right hand of the Father, even as Stephen looked to the hills, Lord God, and he saw the Son of God to the right hand. Hallelujah. We thank you for your glory, Lord God, that you may be glory in and indwelling in us, Lord God. Hallelujah, God, that you are in us, God, that you are in us, God. Hallelujah, and that we are in your body, Lord God. We are one with you, God, as you are one with the Father, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Bless this broadcast on tonight, Lord God. Let somebody be penetrated, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. You've been set up by divine appointment, Lord God, that the word of God may come forth and try you tonight, Lord God. Remove all the cancer. We come against cancer in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. We speak to that growth right now in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Hallelujah, by the prophetic anointing, Lord God, right now tonight, God, we speak to that cancerous, Lord God, and we rebuke that out the body in the name of Jesus Christ. We release life right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We release healing, Lord God, over these airwaves in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak to the infirmities, Lord God. We heal that woman, Lord God, with the issue of blood, Lord God. We healing issues on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. For it's not about us. For you said to deny yourself and take up your cross and follow you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We deny ourselves, Lord God, of those things, Lord God, that are pleased pleasing to our flesh, and we come alive to God. We come alive to righteousness. We come alive to right thinking. Hallelujah, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. There is no greater name than Jesus. There's no name given above men that which ought to be saved, in the name of Jesus Christ. We praise God. We thank God for Pastor Shula on tonight, Lord God. Bless him, Lord God, him and his family, Lord God, and his wife, Lord God, that he will continue to lift up the standard, preaching sound doctrine in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless Brother Ventura on tonight, Lord God. Let him continue to labor. Give him traveling mercies, Lord God, as he goes to and fro, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, I ask that you look upon Mr. Weathersby, Minister Weathersby, in the name of Jesus Christ, and Pastor Sherry, Lord God. Lord God, you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ever ask or hope for, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord God, look upon them tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch their hearts, Lord God. Break up the fallow ground in the name of Jesus Christ, knowing that you must build the house, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God. Bless Mantle of God Empowerment Program, Lord God, that your people may be able to minister, Lord God, under the anointing, Lord God. And we thank you for Dr. Yaquanza Payne McCall, Lord God, your prophet of God, Lord God. We ask that you bless her in her ministry, Lord God. Much success as she prays for us right now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. We thank you, God, right now, Lord God. We lift up holy hands, God. We put a difference between what's holy and not holy, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God, to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, God. Bless Orangeburg, Lord God, on tonight, Lord God, that the Spirit of God would engulf the city, Lord God, and that true men of God would arise, Lord God, that the men would take authority, Lord God, over their homes, Lord God, over the lives of their children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Hallelujah, God, to the Lamb of God, Lord God. Bless Prophetess Jett, Lord God, wherever she's at tonight, Lord God. Let her continue to lift up the standard, Lord God, of holiness and righteousness, Lord God, teaching younger women to be temperance, holy, and grave, in the name of Jesus Christ, setting the order, repairing the breach, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Christ, bless New Life Ministries of Christ, Lord God, in Orangeburg, Lord God. Touch Apostle Warren right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Then touch down entire Broughton Street in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, God, to the Lamb of God. Bless Pastor C. Wright, Lord God, in the labor. Lord God, New Covenant Soul Winning Ministries, Lord God. Touch them in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Touch Kingdom Life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, as they continue to labor, Lord God. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Touch all the Church of God in Christ, all the assemblies of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Every Baptist missionary, Lord God, touch all, because we are all one in the body of Christ. That we rebuke schism, Lord God. We rebuke, Lord God, all the fouls, Lord God, division, offensive, Lord God, sowing discord among the brethren, Lord God. We rebuke lies, Lord God. We rebuke them in the name of Jesus Christ, and we come alive tonight to God, that we may see God in our brothers, that we may see God in our sisters, Lord God. So it's up to you, power, dominion, and glory forever and ever, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I repent. I turn away. No longer the sin has ever told on me. To your precious amazing grace. And yes, it's a choice that I make each day. To hear your still small voice, listen, trust, follow and obey. I repent of my sin and turn away. Flesh is a weak thing that has little restraint. I'm liable to draw faint, but in the Lord my strength is regained. And at the cross, all sins are lost, and I claim the victory as I shout and praise my God. I repent, I turn away. No longer does sin have its hold on me. To your precious amazing grace. And yes, it's a choice that I make each day. To hear your still small voice, listen, trust, follow and obey. I repent of my sin and turn away. Thank you.
I repent of my sin and turn.